On the 15th day of March, we're reading from the 15th chapter of Acts, the 28th verse. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. This brief expression comes from a letter written by the church at Jerusalem. Perhaps you remember the occasion. Sometime after Paul and Barnabas came back from their first missionary trip, some people came from Judea saying that unless you were circumcised according to the law of Moses, you were damned to hell. Paul and Barnabas objected strenuously. Jesus plus following the law of Moses was not what saved a person. They can't be teaching that in Jerusalem, because it's just not right. So the church in Antioch ended up sending a delegation to Jerusalem to meet with the church there and discuss the matter. And after a lot of discussion, Peter stood up and told how in the home of the Gentile Cornelius, remember that from chapter 10, God had given a special gift of the Holy Spirit to people who had never kept the Mosaic law, just as he had given it to the Jewish disciples on Pentecost. So if the Spirit was given to Cornelius and his household, how could anyone say that they could not be saved, that they were damned to hell? From this testimony of the Spirit, Peter concluded that it is only through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that anyone will be saved, whether law-abiding Jews or Gentiles not under the law of Moses. The church agreed in Jerusalem, and they wrote a letter back to Antioch and to other congregations using this phrase, "It seemed good to us and to the Holy Spirit and to us." And that's just what catches our attention today, the slip of the tongue that I made. You see, our sinful human nature doesn't figure the Holy Spirit first. Our human nature concentrates first on what seems good to us. From little on, we know what foods we like and what ones we spit out, what our favorite color is, what our favorite television show is. When we want to introduce a senior in the flash, one of the most common ways is to ask him or her, "What is your favorite this and your favorite that?" Of course, there's nothing wrong with having a favorite kind of pie or subject or anything else. But for our sinful human nature, what seems good to us always comes first. After all, the world revolves around what pleases us. It always comes before what seems good to the Spirit. If it seems good to us that people who have hurt us should not find forgiveness too easily, then we're tempted to think that the Spirit of God is not fair. If it seems good to us that the wicked ones in this world should never have material prosperity, then we may judge God to be unfair when they seem to be getting away with murder or cheating or lying. The temptation is first to decide what seems good to us and then see if the word of the Spirit matches up. So for many, it seems good that people should have some measure of good within them, or that newborn infants shouldn't have no sin. And the word of the Spirit doesn't match up. Well, guess which opinion gets the boot? It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. How different it is in Christ's kingdom. First one sees what is pleasing to the Spirit and then tries to match that. If it pleases God to let His children suffer for a time, the disciples rejoice to be considered worthy of suffering for the name of Christ. and consider it nothing compared to the glory which is coming in connection with Christ. We should not take that second part, "and to us," for granted either. How often it happens that even when something seems good to the Holy Spirit, it still does not seem good to us. As one man put it, you can't just go out there saying that Jesus died for all sins, or people will take that as an invitation to go out and sin. But that's what the Bible says. Well, that may be, but think of the effect it will have. Our human nature does not like the Spirit's word of forgiveness, both because it implies that we are poor, wretched sinners who desperately need forgiveness, and because at the same time, it seems too easy, at least for the other guy. The message has no teeth in it, no threats, or even a reward for people who straighten up and fly right. But for those who believe that their sins were laid on Jesus, a love is kindled in their heart for that Savior who gave Himself up for us. And it makes them want to please God, makes us want to please God, so that what seems good to the Spirit also seems good to us. Remember the grandmother whose faith was so well known it made her a target for ridicule? One young man challenged her, "I suppose that if you thought the Bible told you to jump through a brick wall, you would do it." And she replied, "If God's word told me to jump through a brick wall, it would be my job to jump, and His job to make the hole." Such a faith is not to the credit of the grandmother, but to the one who gave it to her. What a miracle it is, then, when we can say, "It seemed good to the Spirit and to us." Lord, grant us such a faith as this, and then whate'er may come, we'll taste even now the hallowed bliss of an eternal home. Amen. Hymn 396, we'll sing stanzas 1 through 4 and 6.